AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says Democrats kept hearing they were in line for big losses Tuesday.
It was the first national election since January 6th, and there were a lot of concerns about whether democracy would meet the test. It did.
Speaking in Washington, the president pointed out election deniers who have lost have conceded.
And I want to compliment all those mainstream Republicans. I mean, if they get in, they fought like we usually fight, and we got a result, and we accepted it. Everybody accepted it.
Final results are not in yet to determine which party will have majority in the House and the Senate. A Belgian judicial official says one police officer was stabbed to death in Brussels in a suspected terror attack. According to the federal prosecutor's office, two officers came under attack near Brussels' North train station. Local media reports the attacker was shot. The U.S. will spend $400 million more in military aid to Ukraine. Deputy Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh was asked if a Republican-controlled Congress may limit Ukraine aid in the future.
I think there is, in Congress on both sides of the aisle, a commitment to Ukraine that we're in this for the long haul. So even with the midterms and the outcomes, I think that Ukraine will still see security assistance and support from the United States in their fight.
Russia says it's begun withdrawing troops from a strategic city in Ukraine, Kherson, in a potential turning point in the grinding war. President Biden will meet Monday with China's President Xi Jinping on the sidelines of next week's Group of 20 summit in Bali, Indonesia. The face-to-face meeting comes amid increasingly strained U.S.-China relations. Tropical storm Nicole has sent multiple homes collapsing into the Atlantic. Nicole made landfall as a hurricane near Vero Beach, Florida, but the brunt of the damage was along the East Coast, well north of there in Daytona Beach. This is AP News. The Taliban are banning women from gyms in Afghanistan.
The move is the latest restriction that has seen the religious group crack down on women's freedoms since they took power more than a year ago. Ever since the Taliban overran Afghanistan last August, they have banned girls from middle school and high school and restricted women from taking on most jobs. They have also ordered women to wear head-to-toe clothing in public. The constant curtailing of women's liberties is a U-turn from their initial promises to the country that women's rights would be respected. I'm Karen Chamas.
Vaping company Juul Labs says 400 workers are being laid off as the company weathers lawsuits, government bans, and increasing competition for electronic cigarettes. Juul says it obtained new financing to stay in business and continue operations, which includes challenging plans by the Food and Drug Administration to ban its products. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.